All right, happy Saturday, folks. This is Mike Adams here with an emergency weekend update for Saturday, September 18th, 2021. I'm actually recording this very late in the evening, the night before Friday, about midnight. And I had to record this because I have a rather ominous feeling, intuition. I mean, it's more than a feeling. There are data points in my subconscious is putting together all these data points and telling me something is coming, something big. I don't know what it is, but let me share with you what I'm seeing and maybe we can figure out what's coming. But I've got a very ominous feeling about the next, 10 days, something like that. A very, very close in window of things. Now, you know, America's undergoing a land invasion right now with the Haitian migrant crisis. I mean, this is Biden calling for Haitians to flood into the country. And then we've got reports from the McAllen Airport in Texas that these illegal aliens are being given free air tickets and just flown all over the country to be implanted in cities across America. At the same time, it hasn't been that long since all of the so-called refugees were flown out of Afghanistan. And as you know, other analysts out there, like Dave Hodges, has a source that says these refugees, that the planes carrying the refugees stopped in places like Germany. The refugees were offloaded and then replaced with, Taliban terrorists posing as refugees. And then that's who was flown in and offloaded in the United States. And it's very feasible that right now we might have 10,000 terrorists in America, distributed all across the country. And I'm not saying that all these migrants are terrorists. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the anti-American forces, which include, you know, Biden controlled by the CCP and so on, that they're using the migrants as a backdrop, as a cover to bring in terror cells who are probably being given instructions and an activation code or signal, something that's going to be maybe even in the news, like just watch for this announcement, you know, and then they all have their jobs of what to do. And what is it that they might do? Well, we're in a war, folks. Biden has declared war against the American people. He did that, you know, two Thursdays ago with the vaccine mandates. He has cut off the supply of critical medicines to red states, Florida and Texas in particular, now rationing the monoclonal antibodies in order to cause more fatalities in those states as people need medicines that work, such as ivermectin, you know, for example. And of course, the Biden regime is attacking ivermectin as well. I mean, Biden's waging war. Well, not him himself. I mean, his puppet masters, his handlers are waging war against the American people. And so if you can imagine, if they've got control of 10,000 terrorists across America and they're waiting for just an activation signal, what are they going to target? Well, they're going to target infrastructure. And let me bring this in. Laura Logan was on Fox Business, and she said something in the last few seconds of her appearance that just kind of freaked me out. She basically said that Biden is preparing for an attack on U.S. soil. So, I want you to listen to it because it's not exactly clear, but Laura Logan is very deeply embedded with intelligence sources and news sources. She's getting information. She's trying to share it here at the last minute in this video. I'm not exactly clear what she's saying, but I want you to hear it. Listen to this.
Lara, come back and talk to us.
And you know
very
what they're
soon.
Doing, Kennedy?
Screwing everything up.
They're shaping for an attack that they blame on Afghan refugees and the people who are trying to help them get out. You can see all the hallmarks of it. Yeah. When you understand information warfare and information operations, I can tell you right now that that is one of the options that they're prepping the battlefield for. And I don't mean the battlefield in Kabul. Yeah. I mean the battlefield right here.
God, I hope that doesn't come to fruition. Laura Logan, thank you so much.
So I don't know if you can make sense of that. Laura Logan, she said they're shaping, that the Biden regime is shaping for an attack to be blamed on the Afghani refugees and the people trying to save them and that this attack is going to happen right here on U.S. soil. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but she's speaking very passionately about this, and she's obviously very convinced that all the signals are out there, that this is an option that the globalists and the handlers are about to roll out. Now, what would that look like? An attack on U.S. soil to be blamed on Afghanistan refugees? Well, I think, my best guess is it's kind of like what I just said, that they're not really refugees in some cases. They are, in fact, terrorists posing as refugees, and then the terrorists are being given commands of what, you know, refineries to blow up or what power substations to blow up or whatever. I don't know, bridges. What would be the targets? I don't know. Anything to bring down a nation, I suppose. And that they're waiting for a go signal. And then maybe when that go signal happens, I don't know, 50,000 Haitians just rush the Texas border and flood into Texas. And then maybe the Chinese commanders running the narcos, the Mexican gangs, rush into southern Arizona. Maybe it's just like a bum rush, total invasion of the southern border. Like, throw everything at it, you know? While the grid is down, while the refinery is on fire, while the telecom system's broken, and then maybe they take down the internet. Maybe then the powers that be fake a cyber war attack, or maybe China wages one, or maybe North Korea, which has been testing these new missiles now, launches an actual EMP attack at this point, and they make it, like their missiles actually reach orbit above the United States, which so far they haven't been able to, but they claim they can. Oh, man. Here's what I know. I know that the Biden regime is losing the vaccine war. The FDA just voted against the booster shots being approved right there. You know what this does to Biden's plans of total genocide of the American people? I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. I literally can't believe this, but the FDA may have just saved millions of lives by saying no to the booster, because the boosters are the plan. Put people on the boosters, third, fourth, fifth, sixth shot, killing more and more over time. If the boosters can't be pushed, now I know the FDA, I think, approved them for some, just a very small age group, but not for widespread use, which is what the White House wanted and what Pfizer wanted and what Moderna wanted. But if the booster shots aren't approved, and who knows, maybe they will be. Maybe the FDA will switch, they'll get pressured enough, and next week they'll say, oh, it's good now. Who knows? I mean, I have zero faith in the FDA, so we'll see. But if the FDA holds the line on this and the boosters aren't approved and they're not administered, then they're really not going to succeed in killing the hundreds of millions that they want to kill in America alone. I mean, the death shots really depend on the boosters, I think. The follow-up kill shots, that's what the boosters are. So if the FDA holds its ground on this, and I'm not saying they will, but even just by making this decision, they have delayed the extermination agenda, and they've given us time to expose the truth about the vaccine deaths that are taking place. There are now, in 2021, 46 times more vaccine deaths from all vaccine, all causes related to vaccines, 46 times more deaths in 2021 than there were in 2020. 46 times. That's a 4,600% increase, right? And did flu shots change dramatically? Did MMR shots change dramatically? Did chickenpox shots? No. What's the only thing that's really, really different this year? Oh, it's the COVID vaccines. So we have 46 times more people dying, according to VAERS data that's published by HHS, compared to last year. Well, is that not a big glaring red flag? Eventually they won't be able to cover it up. So what we know for sure is that the Biden regime is failing to achieve its 70% double vaxxed goal, or maybe they want 90%, right? I mean, they want to kill as many as possible. I guess they want 100%, but they're failing. And in red states, they're really failing, because the red states are figuring out, hey, we can use monoclonal antibodies, we can use ivermectin, we can use hydroxychloroquine, we can use vitamin D and zinc and things like that, and people aren't dying. Amazing. Even without mass vaccination, people are okay. So it's only a matter of time now before this whole thing turns. And the mass awakening is happening. Look at Nicki Minaj, right? The pop culture star, the singer, well, I don't know, rapper, artist. She's waking people up all over the place because she's got tens of millions of fans. The tide is turning. And Bill Maher is saying, I'm not taking the booster shots. I mean, you got mainstream people, leftists, pro-vaccine people now coming out and saying, no more. Mm-mm, nope. And everybody knows somebody who's dead from the vaccine. Everybody now. The Biden regime is failing, which means their desperation level just got turned up to 10 or 11. I always hate when people say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it? 11. Well, then it's off the scale. And that seems to be where the desperation is for the Biden regime, right? So think about it. In this context of incredible desperation, where they're actually losing the narrative. You know, I mean, the Maricopa County audit results are about to come out next Friday, reportedly now. Going to be bombshell. Going to throw this whole thing into question. You know, the people are pushing back against the vaccine mandates. The FDA says no to the boosters. And people are warning about stock market crashes like never before. The money supply is just being devalued like never before. Food inflation off the charts. They're desperate. So when they're desperate, they're like cornered animals. They are going to do crazy, insane things. That's what I feel. I sense that's coming. They're going to do crazy, insane things. And I don't know what they could be. I mean, we can guess. We could say, well, you know, what are the possibilities? How crazy would they get? Would they set off a nuke on American soil to blame? I don't know. Who could they blame? Trump? I don't know. I mean, but would they nuke their own people? Of course they would. They're already declaring war against Americans. Would they do another 9/11? Would they demolition a bunch of buildings with people in them and kill thousands? Of course they would. They already did that. The Bush regime did that with the CIA in 2001. That was child's play compared to this, COVID bioweapon, by the way. They're killing almost that many people every day now in America. It's like a 9/11 every day with this vaccine bioweapon injection, right? So they're not stopping at, 100,000 dead or a million dead, or frankly, even 10 million dead. Whatever they think they need to do to stay in power, if they have to kill half the country, I have no doubt that they are so evil, so disgustingly pathetic that they would do it. And leftists would even, excuse it. They would cheer it. Oh, yay. Look, leftists have gone totally insane. They're power-hungry lunatics, death merchants, death cultists, destroyers of worlds. Would they kill half the country if it kept them in power? You bet they would. They're doing it. They're murdering their own Democrats. You know that with the COVID shots, and then they're replacing them with the unvaccinated migrants. So you don't even have to think about the answer to that question. The question answers itself. They're doing it. They're killing their own Democrats and replacing them with unvaccinated Haitians. They're doing it right now. So if they're willing to kill their own Democrats, you think they'd be willing to kill Christians and conservatives and gun owners? Of course. Oh boy, they would. They would double down on that opportunity. So there's nothing they won't do to try to harm Florida or Texas or all the red states. There's nothing they won't do. Economic warfare, medical supplies, biological weapons releases, nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, power grids, cyber attacks, you name it. No doubt, whoever's running Biden, which is mostly Obama and the CCP and a couple of globalists, there's nothing that they won't do. dropping nukes from orbit. I don't know. There's nothing they won't do. I'm getting a bad feeling that we are not months away, but maybe just weeks away from the end of America as we know it. I can't say for sure. I'm seeing signs that a coming global financial apocalypse is approaching. For example, look at the collapse of the Evergrande property developer in China. That's like a Lehman Brothers type of moment. It's like a 2008 subprime mortgage collapse situation, but bigger. Remember when I said, you've heard me in previous podcasts talk about China is going to suffer an economic collapse, a debt bomb implosion. Remember that? We're talking about the ghost cities that have been built in China, entire cities of apartment buildings with no one there, entire communities. And the Chinese people have been putting their money into these projects as, you know, investments, as retirement money, all speculation to think that they would sell later for higher and higher prices. Well, guess what? The Evergrande company just went belly up, and they're the ones who built most of those ghost cities. Did you know that? Largest property developer in China. It was a giant Ponzi scheme. The debt has imploded. And now the question is, will the Chinese government bail them out? Now, the other question is, can the financial contagion of the implosion of Evergrande, or Grand, however you pronounce it, will that spread around the world? Now, perhaps there's not that much exposure in Evergrande from other countries and people outside of China. Most of the investors were Chinese. But our global banking system is so heavily leveraged right now that all it takes is one spark to ignite all this, you know, this tinderbox of combustible fuel of derivatives debt on a global scale, a cascading failure. We might be days away from it. I'm not saying we are, but I wouldn't be surprised. The collapse of Evergrande, it might set off eventually central bank collapses in Asia. The CCP might collapse, for all we know. You know, the financial accounting of China is just a giant Ponzi fraud. It's, you know, all these figures that quote China's GDP. You know, it's all made up, right? It's not even real. You know, it's like a Bernie Madoff situation, but if Bernie Madoff were Chinese, you know, if his last name were like Mei Da Hu, you know, that's, I don't know, it's kind of an inside joke, but certain types of dialects in Taiwan, they don't pronounce F's, right? So Madoff would be Mei Da Hu. That's how they would, I'm not joking, that's actually true. I'm not making fun of them, by the way, they just don't have F. But whatever, hey, in English, we don't have sure, or we don't have yuan, you know, different sounds like that, that are in Chinese, so whatever. But the point is, it's all a Ponzi scheme, folks. In fact, the whole world's a Ponzi scheme. The U.S. dollar, it's a Ponzi scheme. The Treasury is just pumping money into the system. This system has just about reached its end. And anything could spark it. And it seems like, at this point, it seems like the Biden handlers actually want to spark this. They want to bring the system down because they think that they can now seize control, deploy the military, cancel elections. And they can't have another election because they will lose so badly. You know how badly the Democrats are going to get slaughtered, you know, politically next year if there's a midterm election in 2022? They're going to get just politically murdered. So they can't let that happen. So they're going to have to create a crisis, a really long-lasting crisis, something that is an existential threat to the nation. And I think they're crunching that crisis right now. I think they're about to unleash it. I think they're in the process of setting it up. And I think the open border is part of it. And I think the Afghanistan, so-called Afghanistan terror cells are part of it. I think arming the Taliban was part of it. I think there's a financial crisis in the mix. And I think there's another phase of the bioweapon to be released also. And who knows, probably 5G plays a role in this and some kind of, you know, evil broadcast activating the nanowire antennas that have been self-assembling in people's arms or whatever. Who knows? Weird nanotech, sci-fi, dystopian weapon systems, anything it takes, they're out for blood. They're going to mass murder as many as possible. So also they can blame their political enemies. Somehow this is all going to be Trump's fault. no matter what goes down, somehow it's the fault of gun owners or anti-vaxxers or conservatives or Christians. Oh, all you people reading your Bibles, how dare you fill in the blank, whatever they did. You know, this is what's coming, folks. So, okay. So what about solutions? All right. We've heard the phrase brace for impact. And even, you know, a year ago, the same phrase, basically, brace for impact. I think now is the time to repeat this: brace for anything. Be ready for severe disruptions, for sudden, spontaneous shutdowns of financial systems, banks, power grid, transportation. Maybe the highways will be shut down. Maybe martial law will be declared tomorrow. I mean, be ready for anything. Be ready for things to not work. Be ready. Be spiritually ready as well, to the degree that you can. Be physically ready. Be ready with your family and friends and your loved ones. I feel like we're in maybe London in World War II, and Hitler has launched V2 rockets, and they're in the air, and they're coming. And we're trying to black out all the lights. We're nailing black, thick rugs and curtains to the windows. We're huddling in the lowest floors or the basements of our buildings, and we're listening for the distant roar of rocket engines as they approach, not knowing, are they going to hit us or our neighbors? Are they going to strike our city, or will they miss? I feel like the V2 rockets are in the air. Immense evil has been unleashed against us, and we don't know how it's going to strike and whether we are going to be in the blast radius. That's what I feel like right now. And we can't stop what's coming any more than we could stop rockets in the air. We can't stop it. It's already been unleashed. We can only huddle with our loved ones close. Pray to God for protection. Thank God for our foresight and our preparedness so that we might survive whatever is unleashed against us. And be ready. Be ready to rise to the occasion. Because you know what? Hitler didn't destroy London. In fact, it was the British and the American allies that destroyed Hitler. So yeah, they can unleash an attack upon us, and they can frighten us. They can make us turn out the lights and huddle in the darkness temporarily. But as long as they don't take away our spirit and our connection with God, we will rise up and we will defeat evil, and we will restore liberty and freedom, and we will rebuild just as they did in London, or Dresden for that matter, right? Which the Allies bombed. We will all rebuild, and they can't kill us all. So remember that. Your life matters. Your survival matters. You were chosen to be here in this time in history. And God, it's not just God wants you to live. God needs you to live. God needs you to be prepared. God needs you to be ready. He is calling upon you and each of us to be ready to answer this great evil with great courage and strength. And that moment is now imminent. So be prepared, and I pray for you, your safety, and I thank you for your prayers for me. God bless America. God bless each and every one of you listening to this. May we live each day with the knowledge and the faith that we can make it through this, and we can rise from the destruction, and we can banish evil from this world forever with the faith of God, the faith of our founding fathers, and the courage of being human as we battle those who hate humanity. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, brighttown.com. Take care.